You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
240 University of Auckland staff have signed a letter to the university's foundation requesting that they divest from fossil fuels. The letter will be tabled this Friday at a University of Auckland foundation meeting where those students and staff representing fossil fuel at U of A will discuss the possibility of fossil fuel divestment. 95BFM reporter Will Parsonson talked to spokesperson for the group of staff advocating divestment, Rhys Jones, first asking him why it's so important that the university divests from fossil fuels.
Yes, so we know that climate change is one of the greatest threats to society that we face at the moment, and divesting from fossil fuels sends a big signal that we're serious about meeting that challenge. And the university has a really important role as an institution that has a lot of authority and has a responsibility really to contribute to public discourse and debate that contributes to positive change in society. And we know that if we want positive change, that we need to align what we do in terms of our teaching and research here at the university with other action that backs that up. One of the problems with the current situation is that we have a lot of research and evidence telling us that climate change is a major threat and telling us what we need to do about that. And a big part of that is weaning ourselves off fossil fuels as a society. So it's inconsistent with that kaupapa if the university is then investing in those very companies, fossil fuel companies, that are contributing and exacerbating climate change.
Do you think there's a specific reason why Auckland has stuck with these fossil fuel companies versus other universities like Otago in Victoria? Is there a reason this is still going on, or is it just simply economics? Are they just staying in it because it just works?
Yeah, it's been really interesting that we've seen other universities in New Zealand and certainly other universities around the world deciding to divest from fossil fuels, but we don't seem to have had action here at the University of Auckland despite repeated calls for that to happen. From students and staff to the university's foundations and to the vice-chancellor. I'm honestly not sure what the reason is for that sort of reluctance, it seems, to act. It may be just because it's, easiest to maintain the status quo. But one thing we need to look at is that actually there's some evidence that divesting can also be a very prudent move economically, so that, so that maintaining investments in fossil fuels will increasingly become risky as the world moves to other sources of fuel and, decides that we need to dramatically reduce our reliance on fossil fuels. So those companies will become less profitable, and therefore by holding on to those investments, the university potentially opens itself up to increasing risk financially.
Given the rapid growth of this protesting movement and tons of students and staff have started getting involved, what has changed now that the limelight has shifted to this issue? Have things begun to move forward, or are we still sitting in the same place we were before?
I think the lack of action over the last 2 or 3 years, when there's been some pressure from students and staff about this issue, is sort of starting to come to a head now, and people are realizing the urgency that we need to act on climate change, and the fact that the university, with its role as critic and conscience of society, needs to be a very important player in that. And I think so because of that inaction to date, we're seeing a lot more pressure. And certainly I think that that we need to continue to work with the university's foundations, and that's what we're trying to do as staff, is presenting this letter, which has the support of 240 staff members, which is also very much aligned with the calls from student groups to divest from coal, oil and gas companies.
So given this massive force that the students and the staff are going to the Auckland University and saying that this needs to change, what does the future look like for this issue? Are we looking at a change that's close by, or is this just a baby step in the right direction?
I'd like to be optimistic and say that we're looking at a change that's fairly close. although, you know, obviously that depends on how the boards of the foundations consider this issue and what they decide to do. But we're seeing this increasingly globally amongst universities, amongst many, many other organisations choosing to divest from fossil fuels. And so there's a huge momentum globally, and, you know, eventually the University of Auckland will come on board, and I think it's just a matter of we're trying to accelerate that process and try to, you know, ensure that we maintain our kind of position as a leader, as we, you know, as we recognise that we're a leader in many other aspects of academic endeavours, that, you know, we want to also lead in terms of contributing to positive social change.
I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/becasts.